Well, well, well. Look who decided that they were gonna start recording again.
Look who it is. It's the Dumb Dudes.
This podcast ain't big enough for either of us.
Because it's a non-liminal space. Because it doesn't exist in the physical plane. Right?
That's a great question, because this exists on some sort of flash type of memory in some server farm somewhere. I mean, it exists on our computers temporarily, but then it goes away, and yet it still persists on some server farm.
But my computer does not change size in order to accommodate it.
No. If I have grandkids or great grandkids, and we're not paying the hosting fees, I guess this is just lost to time.
I think they'll keep hosting it with the money that I've paid. It'll stay hosted. It's just in order to continue hosting new information, I have to keep paying.
Oh, okay.
But that might not be correct.
What he says in Gladiator? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it many times.
Yeah, he says, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
He also says, the frost, sometimes it makes the blade stick.
He does say that. He also says, I did not say I knew him, I said he touched me on the shoulder once.
That's the best line in the movie.
Folks, welcome to a couple of dumb dudes talking about movie trailers and video game trailers and movie news and things of that nature, things related to that. You know, that's what we do here on the Trelure Blazures podcast, and we're back. We've taken a little bit of a hiatus. It's, what is it, Dregsland season, what you get.
It's not easy right now to record because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike. Everything got delayed 6 months to 8 months. So things that would have started production last summer to be out now are just starting or midway through production. There was like 6 to 8 months of zero production. So because of that, we don't have the constant influx of new properties. And we're not going to just make episodes talking about stuff we don't want to talk about, because it's not like we're making a bunch of money here. We got other stuff we got to do.
Yeah, like we do have other things we do.
Yeah,
that we like to do.
We each have multiple hobbies.
Yeah. You know, I told Aaron tonight, all I want to do is make stuff and do hobbies and play games.
Yeah.
Why can't that be my life?
I know, that would be nice.
That's what I want my Star Trek future to be.
Me too. I want to live in the post-capitalist Star Trek world.
Yeah, a utopia.
Yep. You know, that only exists on Earth in Star Trek, though. It's not everywhere.
That's true. That's true. If you deal with Ferengi, buddy, you got to come to deal. You got to bring some munties or credits or whatever.
Yeah, gold-pressed latinum.
Hey, you know what? I bet Jedi Mind Tricks don't work on Ferengi.
Probably not. They're too savvy.
They're like Tordarians. Mind tricks don't work on them. Only money.
was it 25 years to Phantom Menace weekend?
Was it really? Jeez, Louise, yeah. I'm so old. I'm old and crusty, Nick.
Yeah, I was. I remember when that movie came out.
Yeah, me too.
It was the year that we were building. My parents were building the house that I lived in from 2000 onward. Until like 2013 or whatever. So we lived at my grandma's house, like upstairs at her house, because there was like an extra floor there for a year. And it came out then, and I was trying to find all of the Pepsi cans that had the characters on them. But I didn't like Pepsi, so I was like trying to find them in just like random places.
Do you still not like Pepsi?
Yeah, I don't like Pepsi. I only like Coke.
I like both.
I just can't with Pepsi. I don't know. It's disgusting to me. I also hate Dr. Pepper.
Aaron Moon would like to have a word with you.
Well, I would just
slap you in the face.
I would distract her with tales of Brendan Fraser's 1999 classic, The Mummy, and our mutual Taylor Swift adoration.
Indeed, sir. Indeed, sir. There was something you said in there. Oh, Midway. You said the word Midway. That reminds me of the video publisher. I don't think they were a developer. I think they were a publisher back in the day. Midway published some great games on the Super Nintendo and the N64.
Yep.
Back in the day, folks. Hey, let's talk about what we done had watched over these past several weeks, okay?
Yeah, we will.
What we done watched.
Let me just say this right off the bat. I'm caught up on X-Men 97. Guys, if you are not watching X-Men 97, or if you have not watched it, what are you doing with your life?
I know.
It has managed to get better and better.
Yeah, and if you want to hear our in-depth conversations about X-Men 97, you have to go to Patreon.
Yes. I gave away too much by saying we really liked it.
Well, you can find out more about how much we like it. It's a tease now. Now everyone's intrigued.
Now you're intrigued. We have a lot to say.
3 episodes so far covered on Patreon, so we got to record some more of those, which is not work because it's extremely fun to talk about X-Men.
Yes. So, we'll do that this week. We'll record this week.
Yeah, we'll do some X-Men's.
Some X-Men's. Okay. I finished Fallout, and so did you.
Yeah, I watched it twice already.
Did you really?
Yep.
How was it the second time through?
It was more fun because I knew what was going to happen, so I could look for background stuff.
Yeah. That's the way I second watch stuff.
Yep. So I enjoyed fantastic. That immensely.
That's great. Yeah, it's just so good, guys. We love it. Yep. And I can't wait for season 2. So glad they renewed it. That's getting into the dumb dudes news. But they did renew it for season 2.
Yeah.
I watched almost half of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Have you seen that?
Yes.
I need to go back. I watched it with Aaron and it was getting late. And it's really long, so.
It is very long.
His face, that young face that they do in the beginning, it's like when it's not moving, it's uncanny. And then when it's moving, it's like, yes, I can see a little bit. It's not completely convincing.
I thought it looked good when I watched it. I have no complaints.
Okay. It was pretty good, though. It was pretty good for de-aging. Pretty good.
Yeah, the movie is decent. It's a lot better than the Shia LaBeouf one. It's not anywhere near the old ones.
Oh, gosh, no. Those are lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Because not even Tomb Raider or Uncharted could capture that magic.
Yeah. There's one thing I would change about it, but I'm not going to say it because you're not done with it.
Okay. Also, I am one episode into Shogun with Aaron.
Yeah.
And it hooked us right from the first episode. We can't wait to watch the next one.
I have 2 left. 2 left for me.
So definitely, it's brutal. God, it's
oh,
brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a terrible time to be in a place where there's lots of violence. Okay.
Anjin-sama.
Is he the guy that has his special way of killing people in that first episode?
No, the Anjin is the British dude. I forget the guy's name. That guy's, it's like Yega Boshi or something. I can't remember.
Jägermeister Boshi.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can only remember Torunaga is Scorpion.
I will say that,
Hiroyuki Sanada.
Sanada, yeah. There is a guy that plays like the ambassador of like commerce or whatever, or the minister of commerce, and he has the best voice. He's like,
yeah.
Is that a cool voice? Oh, and Aaron and I are continuing on. I can't remember if I talked about this in the last episode.
You
but
did.
We are we did. Okay. So we're continuing on our Jane Austen watch. And so I watched the 1995 Sense and Sensibility. Loved it. Let me say this. I am sad that Jane Austen only wrote 6 novels. I'm sad. Because I want more. But I can't get more. She's gone.
Yeah, she's been gone for a long time. She's long gone.
She's long gone. But man, I love Jane Austen, dude. Not even gonna play. So I need to watch some of the other stuff. I don't know if it has been done well or hasn't been done well, but I'm probably gonna go back and watch the BBC Pride and Prejudice next.
That's not very patriarchy of you to admit that you like Jane Austen.
Man, what are you supposed to say? Is it not crush the patriarchy? What are you supposed to say? Dismantle. Dismantle the patriarchy, dude.
Yeah. Dude. Bro.
Banana bread at work, dude?
Well,
what have you been watching?
I watched, so I had Peacock. I had gotten Peacock so I could watch Resident Alien, the last season or the most recent season.
Yeah.
So I canceled it, and then I had like 2 weeks left. So I power watched all of Scrubs, which is my favorite show. And one thing I hate about watching Scrubs on streaming is they changed some of the music in the older seasons because they like run out of the rights, you know, for songs. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things about Scrubs is the music. Like, I made a playlist on Spotify called the Ultimate Scrubs Playlist that in order has every single song in the entire series. And so that's how seriously I take the Scrubs music. So to have the songs changed into bad songs that were not selected by the correct person, it's just off-putting. But the latter seasons were all correct, but like the first three, the songs were all wrong. I finished my Deep Space Nine rewatch. I haven't watched it since I was a kid, so it barely counts as a rewatch, but like I used to watch Deep Space Nine and Voyager in my bedroom on my wood panel TV that sounded like a nuclear missile when you started it up. So I had a lot of nostalgia watching those. But I finished Deep Space Nine, and I have to say it's definitely the best Star Trek series, like in terms of writing and characters and stuff. And it's not even close. Like, it's the best one.
That's interesting.
And like I said, not even close. Like, it just blows them out of the water. So I'm in season 6 of Voyager because I'm watching them by air date, like literally every episode by air date. So enjoying my 7 of 9 now. I watched Sonic 2, the second Sonic movie, which was on Paramount.
Pretty juvenile, right?
Yeah, it's a lot goofier than the first one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. but Dr. Robotnik was more fun, I thought, in the second one, so that was good. I watched Asteroid City, the Wes Anderson movie. I love Wes Anderson. I always say that's the kind of white guy that I am. I'm a Wes Anderson guy. without Bill Murray and without Owen Wilson, it feels a little wrong. Like, it felt wrong without them. I enjoyed it, and it was better than The French Dispatch, which was the previous one. But it's like, it needs to have Bill Murray or Owen Wilson. Like, at least, I need at least one of them. But Jason Schwartzman was there, so he was great. I love him. And then I watched Star Wars Tales of the Empire on Disney Plus Saturday morning when it came out. That was great. And then last night I wanted to watch, because I've been watching Shogun, I wanted to watch Mortal Kombat 2021. And I love Mortal Kombat. And it's like, I've never been good at fighting games. I'm not good at it. Yeah. And I don't know why I love Mortal Kombat. I just do. Like, I love it. Like, I have a really fancy Goro statue on my desk.
Hey.
And just, I always have had like all this Mortal Kombat toys and stuff. Just love Mortal Kombat. I think it's just the aesthetics. I like the movies too, even the bad ones.
Oh boy, that second one is tough.
Annihilation?
Yeah.
That's one of the worst movies ever of all time. Like,
it's gotta be on the list, dude. It's so bad.
Yeah, I have it on Blu-ray. It's in a 3-pack that I got with the original Paul W.S. Anderson Mortal Kombat, which I actually enjoy in a legitimate way. Like, I know it's cheesy, but I actually think it's good. And then Mortal Kombat Legacy, which is the web series, and I like that because Jerry Ryan was Sonya Blade.
Ah.
And then Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which is truly bottom 5 movies of all time. Like, it's it is legendarily bad, which makes me love it also in a different way. So
his secret different way.
Yeah. So the sequel to 2021 Mortal Kombat with Carl Urban as Johnny Cage comes out, either at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, because they wrapped filming in January.
Okay.
So that's what I watched.
Nice. Star Wars Tales of the Empire makes me want Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, a series.
I was complaining about the lack of canonizing Shadows of the Empire this weekend because nothing that happens in there is contradicted by any of the Disney Star Wars stuff so far.
Nope.
Because it happens between Empire and Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves it. Just make it canon. And then make a thing of it.
Make Dash Rendar. Look, Dash Rendar would be a great live character.
Yeah.
The right casting, the right writing. His ship is cool. What's it, the Outrider?
The Outrider, yeah. He's got a cool droid.
He's got a cool droid. It's a complete package. It's there for you. And it's already beloved.
Dave Filoni already made the Falleen race canon in Clone Wars. So, like Prince Xizor.
There you go.
Just do it. Okay. Just do as we say.
Don't be a coward, as Nick says, you cowards.
Yeah, don't be a coward. Just, you're worried about having Luke and Leia? Make it animated like Clone Wars.
Yeah. You worried about ruining it? What, you've already ruined stuff. It's like, what are you scared of?
Yeah, I mean, look at Rise of Skywalker. Come on.
Yeah, come on. So that's what we done had watched, okay, over these past several weeks. And you know what? I don't know if people like hearing about what we done watched. Nobody has ever said anything about it.
Well, I like it. It's one of my favorite parts, so it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, I like doing it too. I like starting the show off with it.
You too.
If you don't like it, then you can eat soap and hug a cactus, because we don't care.
Yeah, the main part of this podcast is that I like to talk to Ben face-to-face once a week. So, like, you guys are just, you know, gravy.
Yeah, you're all just icing on that gravy cake.
Yep.
On that Jell-O cake.
The Jell-O cake.
Yes. All right, let's talk about this here new news.
This is the Dumb Dudes News Network.
New news.
Yeah.
Yeah, For All Mankind, renewed for season 5. That's one of my favorite sci-fi shows. It's a Ronald D. Moore show. That man has been absolutely crushing television science fiction since 1985 or whenever TNG started. Because, like, literally, his credits are Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Battlestar Galactica, and now For All Mankind. Like, he's literally the best at television sci-fi.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's crushing it. You're right.
Just absolutely crushing it for all time. And, like, For All Mankind is hard sci-fi. No aliens or, like, stuff like that. It's extraordinarily good. So, 5 is the... I'm going to go 5 seasons initiative. This should be the final one. That is my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, really, really good show. Just, if you're not watching, it's on Apple. Highly recommend.
Yeah. I will at some point, maybe. Fallout renewed for season 2. No surprise.
No,
it's
perfect. It was
done so well. And yes, I mean, we're just glad to have video game stuff. That's good. So we have hope. And Mortal Kombat's good too, you know? The new Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So we have, what a time to be alive, Nick.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. Kit Harington, I want to talk about this. Kit Harington said in an interview that there are no current plans for Black Knight in the MCU. He said, this is a quote, I don't know, though. The honest answer is nothing's in the works at the moment. If they decide to use the character in something or as a solo thing, I'd be very excited by it. But I don't think it's planned at the moment. What do you think? Do you think they're going to just...
I don't think they tell the actors anything, so he wouldn't know anything. But he's also going to get asked every time he does an interview, so he's got to have some sort of crafted response, because this is literally what all of them say about everything. This is what Paul Bettany says about White Vision whenever they ask him when that's coming back. This is what Elizabeth Olsen says about Scarlet Witch. this is, and it's almost like a script. Like they say the same things. So I don't think it's worth even asking them. Like they're gonna do what they're gonna do. If they do Midnight Suns, he might be in that. But they're not. I don't think they're gonna do a solo thing, because the Black Knight is never a solo character. He's a roster character.
Yeah, yeah. Is the rumor that they are making a White Vision show?
There's a rumor that they're making called Vision Quest. But like, I don't know Vision where Quest. They get this stuff, because I see 25 new MCU rumors per week on Instagram with sources, and it's just. I think it's whole cloth made up 99% of the time. I don't believe anything from Marvel until it's reported by Variety.
Yeah. And or Deadline. There's no consequence for people just throwing these rumors out there for clicks.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, someone has an idea of something they would like to see, and they phrase it as a rumor they heard just so they can make other people talk about their idea.
Yeah. What a thing... That you sit around and go, I'm gonna make up a rumor about Marvel, and then I'll just say I heard it as a rumor. But like, they'll literally just make up stuff. I don't think I'd be able to sleep at night, because you're just like spreading lies.
Yeah, it's just all. That's why I don't even pay attention to it. It's like stuff like this. Obviously, he's gonna get asked that, and then they have the same response that all the actors use. What comes out, and I will enjoy as it does.
Is Black Knight, he's not in the Marvel Midnight Suns.
No, he's not, but the post-credit scene where Blade talked to him made me think if they do something, I mean, maybe he'll be in Blade. I don't think he's going to be in Blade, but like he might be in a team-up, because Blade is in Midnight Suns.
Yeah. I've never read anything about Black Knight. The only, like, my first... encounter with Black Knight, I think, was either that movie or Marvel Snap, so I don't even know anything about it. I know he's got the sword, and I know like the history and everything. Like I read the Wikipedia article, but like is he in other comics with other characters or something?
Yeah, but not a ton. Like I have literally got probably 500 pounds of Marvel comics over here, and he's maybe in a couple. Like I know he's in some Eternals comics that I have, and I think he's in some Moon Knights, and probably some like Avengers lineups or something, but he's not very prominent.
A mystery. It'll remain a mystery.
He mostly just hangs out with Cersei occasionally.
The robot?
Especially in the 90s when she looked like Courtney Cox. He was around a lot in those comics.
In those comics.
Yeah, which I have some of.
It's part of that 500 pounds.
Yep.
I love that you don't measure the comics in individual issues or whatever, or books, but in pounds.
Yeah, I wanted to be like Ron Swanson. I don't know how much money I have. I know how many pounds of money I have.
good old Ron Swanson. Hey, last piece of news we got here. Comedy Central is getting a Golden Axe animated series.
Yeah, and I don't know what Golden Axe is, but this is coming from the creator of Lower Decks, which his name is Mike McMahon. And it has Danny Pudi in it and Matthew Reese from The Americans. And that's good enough for me, because like, Lower Decks is one of my favorite things in the world.
You're really not familiar with Golden Axe?
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, wow. Golden Axe was one of the most famous Sega Genesis games back in the day. I mean, very, very famous. Everybody knew what Golden Axe was. It's kind of like a side-scrolling beat-em-up. I played a bunch of it when I was a kid, very young.
I didn't have any of these video game systems.
Right. That's why you wouldn't remember it.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're from another universe in the past.
You know what's ironic? Is I didn't have these video game systems because, like, I think maybe my mom thought it would be unhealthy. And then, like, I was, like, a fat kid anyway. And then when I got video game systems, now I'm thin and in shape. So it's the opposite of what she thought.
So guess what, Mom? The joke's on you.
Well, she didn't have to buy any video game systems, so I don't think the joke is on her.
Yeah, you got to buy yourself a couple new dresses. I don't know. I don't know what your mom bought.
She likes baseball. That's it.
Okay, you got to go to some baseball games and buy extra packs of Diet Dr. Pepper.
No Dr. Pepper in my house.
I didn't know if you're, you know, maybe it was in your house and that's what spurned your hatred of it or your dislike of it.
She did drink Diet Pepsi, which I hated. So maybe that did spurn my hatred of Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi Diet Pepsi. I have a lot of old commercials from the 90s of Diet Pepsi in my head floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can hear them. I can hear. Do you ever hear the jingles in your head?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When we used to watch commercials on TV. What a strange existence, Nick.
Yeah. It's just coming back around. There's more ads that you can't skip now.
You have to wait 5 seconds on YouTube.
Yeah, I have YouTube Premium, so I don't have to do that.
Wow, what a time to be alive and be in this guy's shoes.
Exactly.
Guys, let's talk about these here
new
trailers, folks. We have an Adele Levine.
Wickedly talented Adele Levine.
It took us weeks to compile this list.
Literally, you guys don't understand how hard it is right now to get 12 trailers-ish.
If this was currency, we'd be scraping the streets for this as like street rats.
Yeah. Literally, like, 90% of the stuff that's the trailers coming out right now are, like, sub-Saban detritus.
This is not even, like, finding quarters in the couch. This is, like, finding pennies in the couch.
Pennies in the couch.
Pennies in the couch. Maybe that's the episode title. Pennies in the couch. Folks, these couch pennies. Let's start off with this first couch penny here. It's called Young Woman and the Sea.
Little wordplay on Old Man and the Sea.
Right, yes.
The plot is the story of competitive swimmer Trudy Ederle, who in 1926 was the first woman to ever swim across the English Channel. And this stars Daisy Ridley as Trudy Ederle and a bunch of other British people who are mean to her.
And I'm Trudy. I found a dead cat on the side of the road, so I took it home and I cooked it and I ate it. Have you ever seen that Kristen Wiig sketch?
Yeah, I love it.
With the little hands. Yeah. The Lawrence Welk show. Oh, sorry, that's it's neither here nor there.
That's my favorite era of SNL because it had Fred Armisen and Kristen Wiig at the same time.
That's right. That's right. Go back and watch that sketch on the YouTube. So this has, first of all, the music is very epic in this trailer.
It is. What do you say?
And it should be for this woman hero.
Yep. That I liked about it is like making movies about like woman heroes.
Yeah.
Heroic women.
Hey, are we about dismantling the patriarchy here?
That is a goal of our podcast that features two white dudes talking about movies.
It is a goal. Number one, because it's not fair and women deserve more. And two, I have not benefited, in like a material way, I feel like, from the patriarchy.
No, I mean, we get the privilege part of it, right, but I don't want that. I'm not asking for it.
No, and especially not at the expense of anyone.
No, and it shutters creativity, which is what I hate the most. Like, because you have to just end up with the same stuff regurgitated over and over instead of, you know, vastly different material from all over.
Yeah. It's just logically inconsistent, so yeah. Get that out of here. This is a Vulcan podcast. Thanks. All right.
Yeah.
As far as logic goes. So anyway, this looks good. I thought this looks really well made. And let me ask you this though: when Daisy Ridley uses an American, or is this an Irish accent?
Couldn't tell because this takes place in England, but she sounded American.
But at the end, she sounded Irish.
Yeah.
Like, but in the beginning, I was like, oh, she's an American over there.
Well, let me look up the real person, Trudy Ederle.
Yeah.
And see where she's from.
She's
American.
Oh, she's American.
Yep.
Oh, maybe Daisy really doesn't do a great American accent because she does. Like, if you go, maybe play a clip of that last line that she says because she sounds Irish.
I'll stick it in there.
Seems like a nice day for a swim.
So, but I couldn't like recognize her voice. Like, if you just played a recording of it, you'd be like, which actress is it? I have no idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known either.
It doesn't sound like her British voice.
You know what creeped me out when she had to swim through the jellyfish?
Are you afraid of jellyfish?
I think so.
Wait, you're one of those people that's afraid to swim in the ocean?
Yeah, I'm like, not going in there at all.
Yeah. Does the idea of swimming in the ocean at night like terrify you?
You couldn't even get me like within a close enough range for someone to push me in there as a joke. I hate it.
Never mind. I'm not going to bring it up. that kid. So is this going to trigger you? Is this movie going to trigger you?
No, I could watch it just fine.
Oh, you can watch it. Okay.
I don't like jellyfish.
I wish all sea turtles a very fond jellyfish feast.
Yeah, go ahead, eat them.
And not a plastic, and don't eat plastic bags out there, turtles.
And don't get them straws in your nose anymore.
Boy, I saw that video. You guys have seen that video? It's awful. But it's horrid. At least they got it out.
Yeah.
How he got that straw that far up there is beyond me.
I don't know. But then, like, try and tell old people to change their ways to benefit something else. They won't do it.
Evil old people celebrating Razor Apple Day.
Yep.
You know. All right. Next up, we got Trap.
Okay. A father and his teen daughter attend a pop concert only to realize they've entered the center of a dark and sinister event. This stars Josh Hartnett, the human equal sign. To quote my friend Vince, because his face looks like an equal sign. And Vince would never elaborate on that, so that's all I have for you. It also has Allison Pill. I like her. And this is Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan got his groove back.
Here's the thing. Fooled me 8 or more times.
Yeah.
Shame on me. So I'm not going to watch a Shyamalan, an M. Night Shyamalan.
After The Happening, yeah. Nick swore it off.
Yeah. Fool me 7 times, shame on me. Fool me 8 or more times, shame on you.
This is one you definitely wait for people to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Did he get his groove back? Wait, what was that movie that the old people old on the... Is it called Old?
Yeah, I think so.
People getting old on the beach.
Yep.
I never heard.
I googled the end.
Oh, did you?
Sure did. It was stupid as I thought.
Just spoil it for me right now.
It was.
You can fast forward if you don't want to hear this.
It was the minerals hand quotes making them old, and the place that owned the beach was testing pharmaceuticals there because it made them age faster, so they could see what would happen with the pharmaceuticals. Okay, the face that Ben is making right now is the correct face that all of the people in the audience, I think, made when they watched Old.
Yeah, that's not as profound as I was like hoping.
No, we've been fooled enough by this man. This man who is good in the room, as I've said many times. He must be the best in the room in the biz.
Yeah, normally we don't do spoilers, but this podcast is mainly about me getting to talk to Nick face to face. You guys are
I will spoil an M. Night Shyamalan movie without a day's warning, just to anyone out there. The man has had enough of my time and energy. He gets nothing from me.
Nick walks up. Oh, hey, Nick, how's it going? He's dead the whole time.
Yeah,
he's dead the whole time.
Bruce Willis is a ghost. He's been dead the entire time. All the best.
No!
Literally, when this movie comes out, I'm Googling the end and I'm spoiling it on this podcast. Just so you know, comes out August 9th, 2024. That's when I'm spoiling it.
Nick knew, should have known way back when, because of the kids.
I'll get y'all. You're not safe from me and Shyamalan spoilers, because the man needs to be stopped.
But will he get his groove back on Trap? We shall see. The thing is it's weird because it's like a twist. Like you're rooting, like you said, rooting against the protagonist.
Yep, because he's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy. But we focus on the bad guy the whole time. And does he get his comeuppance? Or is there some twist at the end? Knowing him, not Shyamalan, there's a twist at the end.
Yeah. Well, to quote Evie from the 1999 film masterpiece, The Mummy, nasty little fellows like you always get their comeuppance.
All right, here's my prediction of the twist. It's twins. It's twins. So they're both at this concert. The twins are, and every shot where he shows him with the cell phone and like creepily looking at his whatevers, it's the bad guy, it's the bad twin, and then the other twin is just the regular old dad.
That's probably what it is, you know, who knows. I'm gonna Google it as soon as this movie comes out and tell y'all, so just so if you want to know unspoiled, you better see it.
We're not even gonna warn you, it's just gonna come at you.
Yeah,
you're gonna be on pins and needles. When's it gonna come?
And I'm gonna say it cryptically a little so that you can't look away for context, you know, because you'll have the answer and then you'll get the context.
It won't be like, let's talk about what we done had watched. Trap, it's about twins. It's twins.
Twins. It was twins. And that's what I'm talking about is Trap. That's how it's gonna happen.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, moving on from M. Night. God, this one, Nick, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about this, really.
I do.
It's called Transformers 1. Guys, Transformers 1, an animated journey of the origins of Optimus Prime and not Starscream, but his dad.
Megatron. Megatron. Starscream's dad, Megatron. The untold story of Optimus Prime and Megatron, better known as sworn enemies, better known as Starscream's dad, but once were friends bonded like brothers who changed the fate of Cybertron forever. This doesn't feel like a real... Jess said this feels like AI.
That's exactly...
Yeah.
That's exactly what it feels like, Jess. That is exactly what this felt
this,
like.
I was watching it, and I was like... Is this real? Like, is this real? Because it is such a weird vibe for... It's like Teen Titans vibes for Transformers or something. I've never seen Transformers in this light.
Yeah. It's like... We guys... They got in a room. The executives got in a room with the creatives. And they said, we don't have any direction for Transformers. What can we do? Let's throw spaghetti at the wall and we'll just see what comes back at us. And they're like, Starscream's dead and Optimus Prime's, they're brothers. No, they're not brothers. They're friends. They're the best of friends and they don't have powers. Every time there's a writer's room like this, they're always New Yorkers. I don't know why. But this is the way that it is, and they can't transform. They have their mechanical balls have to drop, and then they can transform.
That doesn't even make sense because the reason that they transform is to shield their energon on different planets. You know.
Yeah.
Like, there's canon reasons for these. I don't know. And it's got, like, Chris Hemsworth and Scarlett Johansson, John Hamm, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Fishburne, Keegan-Michael Key, and Brian Tyree Henry are all voices. And those are all people that I know and can name several movies of each, and some are Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what you call a beach house movie.
I'll call it that.
Yeah. Transformers Rise of the Beach Houses.
Yeah, real bad. Enjoy.
Why can they not get Transformers right? Who owns this? Is it Hasbro?
Hasbro.
Why can't they get this right?
I don't know. They get it right with the toys, but they're not getting it right with the movies.
What did they get? What has Hasbro gotten right?
Like in terms of film?
Yeah.
Did they make Barbie?
Is that Hasbro?
I don't know. That might be Mattel. That's Mattel.
Hasbro's
good at making toys.
They're good at making toys. Didn't Hasbro do Battleship?
Probably.
Spoiler: it's Aliens.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's so stupid. You should have made it rated R and made it like Hunt for Red October.
Not
Aliens.
Or just not make a movie of it and put in your Blu-ray disc of Hunt for Red October and enjoy that very good Jack Ryan movie.
Actually, that's what you should do. Yeah. Listen, you want to know who doesn't care about Battleship? Gen Z.
Yeah, they don't.
Boomers care about it. Gen X and some millennials care about it. I loved playing Battleship as a kid. Make it rated R and make it, heck, just make it a Jack Ryan movie. Just call it Battleship, the Jack Ryan Experience.
Yeah, just make a different movie.
Well, don't call it the Jack Ryan. That's stupid. call it Jack Ryan's Battleship. Call it Jack Ryan and the I can't say it.
And now I need to hear it.
Okay, all right. Jack and the Giant Battleship.
Well, coming soon from Hasbro.
Jack and the Giant.
There's been like 8 things that have been good episode titles so far.
There really has. Okay, I'm Googling this, Nick. I gotta know, has Hasbro done anything good? Hasbro movies. All right, what do we got? We got Power Rangers, Transformers. Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
Okay, that was good.
That's the only one.
Yeah, the G.I. Joe movies are bad. Yeah, G.I. Joe. Just that, yeah. Okay, yeah. Their only good movie is Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
Here's what we need. Whoever was in charge of making that movie, writing it, producing it, directing it, let them do the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
John Francis Daly. He's literally the perfect person for it, too.
That would be perfect. And make it a action comedy. Like, honestly, that's... Cause, like, oh, we're supposed to take that seriously, G.I. Joe and Transformers. Make it an action comedy.
Yeah, it has to be goofy enough where you are not worried about them taking it seriously.
Yeah, and I don't want Jazz rolling up and be like, "What's up, little bees?"
Yeah.
I don't want stupid stuff. I don't want What's-His-Nuts anywhere close to it.
Michael Bay. Yeah, or Mark Wahlberg either.
No, we're done. Done. We did that. It's done. It's fetch. Okay. Stop trying to make it happen. All right. Let's. Jeez. Okay. We're. This is gonna be long. Where are we?
Holy 40.
Cow. Yep. Welcome back. All right. We're gonna talk about Deadpool and Wolverine. This is a Red Band trailer. Still can't wait for this.
Yeah. This is the second trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. Wherein they still won't let us see Wolverine's helmet, even though we know he wears it in the movie. But they did have it show him with his sleeves ripped off, which is one of the things that I wanted.
Hey, when you go back, you should go back and watch this. And are his arms like computer graphics? Like, it looks like his arms when the sleeves are off or not. They're like too smooth. They look computer generated.
I do not believe so. Because
I know he's ripped. I know he's super ripped.
Yeah.
It doesn't look real.
Well, they might be hiding things, you know, too, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because I know they edited out his helmet in some of these shots because they're trying to not let us see his helmet for some reason.
They did feature a shot in this trailer of the claw openings in the gloves.
Yeah.
Where the claws come out, and it looks so cool. Like, I've always wanted to see that, and it looked so good.
I like what Hugh Jackman said, where he's like, as soon as he put the yellow suit on, he's like, why did we never do this in 20 years of making these movies?
I don't know. You literally, all you have to do is what they said in Astonishing X-Men. We're not the police, so we can't have uniforms because people will think we're the police.
Yep.
And that's why they all have different costumes.
Yep. Also, it's just cool. It's comic books. Well, just do it.
It's just do it. Like, look at the Avengers. Like, they're all in freaking costumes. Yeah. Come on. You have Captain America running around the streets.
And I don't need you to explain a real-world reason why they would have costumes either. In fact, that makes it worse. Just have them inexplicably have it and have it look cool, and have it look like it looks in the comics. You know, just in make a way that works in live action. Make the thing look like what it looks like.
Yeah, make it look like how it is. So, anyway, this looks fun and funky, and the only thing is, like, they're talking about Wolverine from his world, you know, TVA,
yeah.
Talking about him being from his world. Do you think that the world that he comes from is the same one at the end of the Marvels?
I do not. I think it's going to be a one that's already had an incursion where he's the only remaining person. Hmm. So, but I don't know. I think they're going to resolve a lot of that X-Men questions in this Deadpool movie.
I do too.
So, I'm just going to wait and see. Looking forward to it.
As am I. I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to. This next thing, it's called Mufasa, the Lion King.
Yeah, so the plot is Simba, having become King of Pride Lands, is determined for his cub to follow in his paw prints, while the origins of his late father, Mufasa, are explored. This is a sequel to the live action, or, well, it's not live action. The live environment with CGI lions, Lion King, from a couple years ago, the Jon Favreau one.
Yeah.
And I did not know they were even making a sequel until today when I saw this trailer.
I'd never heard of this either until we saw it.
So, like, Timon and Pumbaa are back, and Simba, and I don't know.
This movie came after years of people just banging the drum for this.
Yeah, I don't know why did anyone want this?
Like, who asked for this? Who said, you know what I need? Let me get a little bit more of that Mufasa.
Yeah, the Dead-Eyed Lion King remake. I don't know. Just not good. I don't.
Let's now give our quotes.
Yeah, whenever I see the live action Disney remakes, I always think of Thor talking to Loki, where he says, "Give up this poisonous dream." It's like, no one wants it. Just stop.
And then when I saw this, I thought of Boromir. "Not with 10,000 men could you do this. It is folly."
I like every single line that Boromir says.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace to Theoden King.
Oh, that's right. We just got that news. Yeah. The actor.
Bernard Hill.
Bernard Hill, 79 years old. Rest in peace, King.
Yep.
Literally.
He's our king. Ben and I are Rohan fans.
My favorite character in the books is Theoden King.
Yeah. Rohan all the way, baby.
Rohan. What news from the Ritter, Mark? Okay, let's talk about the Watchers.
A young artist gets stranded in an extensive, immaculate forest in Western Ireland, where after finding shelter, she becomes trapped alongside three strangers stalked by mysterious creatures each night. This is directed by Ishana Shyamalan. I will not put any of the sins of the father onto Ishana Shyamalan, so she will get 100% fair shake from me. Because this trailer is excellent.
This is... We talked about the first trailer, like the teaser-ish trailer. Yeah. So, another excellent trailer here. So, whoever they're getting to cut the trailers, it seems like maybe we have the right people on board for this.
Yeah. It looks really cool. It looks creepy. Irish folklore is my favorite kind of folklore. Irish, Scottish folklore. A lot of creepy, cool monsters. So, I'm kind of hoping it's based on that. Being there in Ireland. I want it. I want to watch it. I really hope that Ishana Shyamalan is, like, I hope she has the cinematography skills of her father. Like, because everything he shoots is gorgeous. Like, he's really good at that. So I hope she has that. But also, I hope she is a little more cohesive with the story and a little less predictable with the twisting and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also kind of think that's not his fault because he got shoehorned into everything he does having to have a twist, you know? But also fool me 8 or more times. But, you know, this is only her first time directing. So
would you be disappointed if the creatures in the holes were just people that were experimented on by pharmaceutical companies?
I think I would, yeah. If the monsters aren't monsters, I'll probably be disappointed.
Yeah. This feels kind of almost like a modern-day Alfred Hitchcock type thing.
Yeah, the vibes, the mysterious vibes.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe what I like about this is that it's not just straight horror. There's some genuine mystery to it, kind of like Annihilation. Remember when we saw trailers to Annihilation? We're like, what is the shimmer? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It's very weird, and it's alien, you know, it feels foreign, and we don't know what's going on. That's kind of how I felt in this trailer, and now I'm hoping for some of that mystery horror goodness that we got in Annihilation with this.
Me too.
So we have high hopes for this, don't we?
This comes out on June 7th, so soon.
We've got a couple of nice little gifts coming in June for us.
Yep.
Yep. Atlas. We have another trailer for Atlas.
Yep. This is the one with Jennifer Lopez, a bleak sounding future where an AI soldier played by Simu Liu has determined the only way to end war is to end humanity. So J-Lo has a big mech that also has an AI in it. And it's on Netflix, and it comes out May 24th, so this month. And it looks good, but also I'm always a little leery of Netflix because, like, I've watched several movies, sci-fi movies on Netflix, and only one of them has been good. Mm-hmm. And it was that one with Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I was a little more hopeful after the first trailer because this one, now that they put like the AI in the Mr. Potato Head mech that she's in,
because
it is like Mr. Potato Head, I've realized, but the dialogue has a chance to be corny.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Didn't you kind of get that vibe?
Yeah,
so that's what I'm worried about is that the AI interaction with J-Lo is going to be corny. And I'm a little worried.
Yeah. I think it'll be worth watching because I'll have Netflix. So, like, it'll be worth checking out. But I don't know. It could go either way, being a Netflix sci-fi movie. Because, like, I also watched that movie Io with Anthony Mackie. And that was, like, torture to watch that movie.
Oh, what was... I think I watched that. What was that about?
Like, him... It was supposed to be a sci-fi movie, but he was only on Earth the whole time, and he just, like, walked to, or, like, on Io or whatever, and he walked to a radio tower, and, like, nothing else happened.
I'm watching this trailer again. It's not really like Mr. Potato Head, but in my mind's eye, it is.
What about Atlas and Peabody from Portal? So, maybe it's that robot. It's kind of squat like Atlas and Portal 2.
Squat like.
Yeah.
Squat like.
Yeah. Squat like.
This makes me really want a Battletech movie. The Mech Warrior.
Yeah.
That stuff. That's what I want.
Maybe one day.
I love a mech. AI will make it for me one day.
Yeah, but it won't be any good.
Yeah, it'll be like Transformers 1.
Yeah.
You know. All right, next up we have a trailer for Senna. This is a teaser trailer. Is this a movie or a series?
The IMDb does not have a episode list, so I think it's a movie. It says a documentary on Brazilian Formula 1 racing driver Ayrton Senna, who won the F1 World Championship 3 times before his death at age 34.
No. There is a documentary on Netflix about Senna. Oh. But this is different.
Oh, yeah, this is old. The one I clicked on is old. I'll edit that.
I've watched that. It's good. Well, you don't have to. I mean, yeah, you guys can.
The plot of Senna is fictional miniseries based on the life of Ayrton Senna da Silva, the Brazilian racing legend who won the Formula One World Drivers' Championship 3 times. So, yeah, that's a mini-series.
Yeah. This looks good to me. I mean, I know I've watched the documentary on Senna. I know about Senna. I was never like a fan. Like, I don't remember him or, you know, anything like that. So, but I know the story, and he's very beloved in the Formula One world. And this guy does a pretty good impression of him, and it kind of looks like him. So, like, you know, and it looks like this looks really well made. So I'll definitely watch this.
Yeah, this is a Ben thing.
This is, yeah, and I put this on here, I think, too, right?
So. Well, it certainly wasn't. I would have never come across it, probably.
Probably, yeah. The algorithm wouldn't have fed it to you.
I did put the next thing on.
Oh, my gosh. How did you find guys, this is
Jess found it.
Oh, Jess found it. This is called Graveyard Shark. Is this new?
Yeah, it just came out, I think. They're doing an Indiegogo campaign, or they did one, because this is like the lowest of the low budge.
Oh boy, this is what do we call this, community college theater department?
Like the VFX are from SFX Atlas or whatever, that website that Mark Meer gets his masks from.
Oh.
At Dragon Con.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's not even a plot for this on here on IMDb, but the plot, from what I can tell from the trailer, is they bought a shark costume that looks like a street shark, but like a horror street shark, and not a very good one. It looks like a shark demon would look on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know, in the 90s. Yep. Like, it's that kind of a suit. And then they're, for some reason, like martial artists in a graveyard fighting this leather jacket wearing street shark creature and going in the water to get killed by him. Yeah,
I laughed out loud at the bit where they're practicing like karate moves with the crossbow or whatever in the graveyard. It's genuinely funny.
Yeah, it is. It, like, this movie is like worse than Hobgoblins. Almost. It's like, it's definitely like, I think it's like sub Mystery Science Theater. It really has the vibes of the Mystery Science Theater season 13 had this episode. I forget, it was the one that they filmed in Alabama where the guy's name was Nick Moon, which I thought was weird. But it has those vibes, like just like sub low budget, like.
Like not even like the quality is like sub filmed on a cell phone. Like if you filmed this on a cell phone, it would look better.
Yeah, it would have like motion stabilization and like would be more HD than this. This was filmed on like a videotape recorder from
a Sony Video Man.
Yeah,
VHS.
Real bad looking. This will be on Amazon, I guarantee, because this is where this kind of stuff lives on Amazon. Like, if you go to the horror section on Amazon and you keep going right, this is where you end up. Yeah. Graveyard Shark.
Yeah. Amazon loves to, like, have people self-publish their books about, like, werewolf romance.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is, like, a My Little Pony as well.
Yep.
Stuff like that. So this is, it'll die there.
Yeah.
So halfway through, this trailer ends, and then the director comes on to talk to you about the Indiegogo campaign, and I'll be a monkey's uncle if this dude ain't on the spectrum.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he, you can just tell, and I'm not making fun of the dude. I'm just saying, like, this dude seems like he's on the spectrum.
For sure.
Because I'm always wondering, like, who makes these movies? Like, who has the money? And like leads the charge, and like, how does this stuff get made?
I don't have the answers to that, but if you want to watch something really stupid and kind of funny, watch the trailer for Graveyard Shark.
Yeah, I would say if you don't watch any of these trailers, this is the one you need to watch.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see the costume.
Where the mouth doesn't move a whole lot.
Yeah, at all. Apart from like the stretching of the rubber.
Yeah, it's just like a dude nodding on the shoulder of a person.
Uh-huh. And then,
and
like,
then they spray blood on it.
Yeah, tremendous amounts of fake blood.
With like, and they show behind the scenes, like it's like a they show behind this, it's like a pump. It's like a canister that they're just pumping a blood mist.
Yep.
Pretty great. All right, let's talk about Bahubali, the animated Adventures of Bahubali.
Yeah, so I had to put this on here. Again, Jess found this, But I watched Bahubali 1 and 2.
Right.
Famously. Indian action movies, which I think there's a lot of memes and GIFs floating around from Bahubali, including one where they use a like a palm tree kind of thing as a slingshot to fling dudes into a castle, and then they're holding their shields out so they turn into like wheels when they land. It's ridiculous. It's the most absurd action movie. I still haven't seen Triple R, so I can't compare it to that one, which is the new one that everyone's obsessed with. But until then, it was the most crazy one. But this animated one seems like more grounded and down to earth than the live action movies.
I gotta see this palm tree human catapult.
I'll send it to you. It's absurd. I bet it's if I type in Bahubali in GIFs, I bet it'll be the first thing or something. If I can spell Bahubali. Well, it wasn't the first thing, but I might have spelled it wrong.
Bahubali.
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 Yeah, so Bahubali is a really, really crazy movie. I watched it on Netflix. It might still be there. If you like Indian movies, it's like 4 hours long. So, you know, all their movies are 4 hours long because it's like they make movies like how old Hollywood made movies.
Right. I remember you telling me about that.
But it's really, really fun. It's really insane, though. So just... I just wanted to put this on here to point out that it's less insane than the actual live-action movies.
That's crazy. This is by Disney Plus Hotstar, which must be set like Disney Plus thing in India only.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would pop up on Disney Plus because I think I would watch it.
Yeah, I wonder how much it would cost to just throw it on there with subtitles or whatever. I need to listen to like a great courses series about like Indian folklore and stories and stuff.
It is very complex.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I bet. That sounds on brand.
Yeah.
I think I'm interested enough to listen to a lecture on it. But you know, those great courses lectures are like 20 hours long.
Yeah.
So get, you know, buckle up.
Like an Indian Bollywood movie.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Okay, last trailer we have. The 11th trailer that we've got here is a new trailer for The Acolyte.
Yeah, the Star Wars series that takes viewers into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era, which is like 1,000 years before the Skywalker timeline. I think this looks pretty cool. It looks intriguing. I think when I was watching it, I decided that the internet is not going to like it when it comes out because mostly it's not white dudes. So I guarantee it will be called divisive a million times. And it's really just going to be because I'm looking at the cast list and there's like 3 white guys and that's just not going to be enough for the internet.
I would not.
Star Wars fans.
You're not a betting man, are you? Not me neither.
Nah.
If you were a betting man, and as was I would not bet against you on your prediction.
Yeah, so it's going to happen. Like, there's too many women and non-white people.
Yeah.
I think it looks really cool. And the Sith dude at the end with he looks like a creepy Japanese demon.
Yeah.
With the teeth and the smile that goes up the side of the helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he's like a sinister Mario character.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really interesting helmet. I think it looks like a Japanese monster.
I think that's the best description. This comes out June 4th, so this is a birthday gift for us.
Yeah, it's the vortex between our birthdays, because you're the 3rd and I'm the 5th.
Yep. And
so, happy birthday.
Jerry Ryan is the 7th.
That's great.
7 of 9.
Yeah.
So we are still very much looking forward to this because we will consume all the Star Wars and Marvel content that you will give us because that's how we like it. And we would love to consume all the Master and Commander content that you would give us in another realm.
Yeah. When there's more, you know, there's only one make the best movie of all time. We don't need sequels to that, I guess, but there's 85 Fast and the Furious.
Indeed there is. I don't think anybody answered the trailer to Mailers, did they?
Nope. It was too complicated of a question, I think, for them, and they couldn't hack it.
I agree. That was a niche question. That was a Ben and Nick question.
Yeah, we tried.
And we don't have anything for them to answer this week.
We don't, because they didn't answer. If you don't eat your dinner, you don't get your dessert. So you don't get a new one this week. But if you have something to say to us, you can follow us on Instagram at Trailer Blazers Podcast, or you can email us at trailerblazerspod@gmail.com. If you really want to help us, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/trailerblazers or trailerblazerspodcast.com. Help us pay the hosting fee with that, and you'll get some bonus episodes. Right now we're doing a series of X-Men 97 recaps and discussions, and we are up through episode 3. We're going to do all of them, so we'll record a few more coming up here, and I'll release them throughout May and possibly into June, depending on how long it takes, etc. If you want to help, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, which is still a great way for the show to gain traction. And if you do leave us a 5-star rating and review, Quick Mickey's going to let you know what happens.
Yeah, man, let me say something right now. If you see that one of them shark fins cutting up the concrete, like on the street, you'd have to assume that the, whatever creature that was that was able to produce that is a very powerful creature. And if I remember correctly, this great shark fellers, they could like cut through concrete and asphalt with their fins, and then they'd come busting out like the Kool-Aid Man through a wall. And so that got me thinking, street sharks are real strong, but the Kool-Aid Man is literally made of glass. He's a glass pitcher filled with Kool-Aid, but he's able to break through brick walls. So in what is he from a different dimension? Is the Kool-Aid Man an interdimensional entity? Is the Kool-Aid Man a god? I don't necessarily know if I have a direction for this.
I think that was good enough.
Sometimes in life, something comes along like the Kool-Aid Man that makes you question reality. It's not really a tip, but sometimes a reality is all you need. And, think about that.
Thank you, Quick Mickey. Effervescent, reticulated, and resplendent as always for the Trailer Blazers. My name is Nick Kelly, and I worship at the altar of the Kool-Aid Man. Happy Trailsers.
And I'm Ben Moon, and I'm a more grounded version of Bahubali. Happy Trailsers. Welcome back, folks, to the video games.
One quarter portion
of the show. Folks, let me start out by saying this. Remember when I was talking about playing Scrabble Go?
Yeah, I do.
And how I was like, couldn't be beaten. Nobody was a challenge. Well, guess what?
They were all bots.
Every last one of them was a bot. I did not play a single real human other than my wife and daughter who quit halfway through, and that's typically how humans play. So I deleted the app because it's literally all bots. I tried to get new games with like people, and you can see how many games they've played, and all the opponents that were offered to me had played like 4,000 games, you know, 5,000, 6,000 games. And I was like, that's not, people don't do that.
No.
You know? And you look closely at their like profile picture, and it looks AI generated. They look like their eyes aren't right and stuff. So anyway, I do not recommend Scrabble Go. It is a bunch of bots.
Oops, all bots.
That's exactly right. So
I re-downloaded Fallout 4 because I never beat it, and I never played the DLCs.
Oh.
So I'm going to play that. I still haven't beat Baldur's Gate 3 because I got paralyzed by choice. Because there's a lot of open things where I am in the game, and I don't know where to go. And I just was like, I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to go. So I put it down, and I haven't been back. So I should probably go back into there and beat that game. Because I'm not a person who doesn't beat games.
Yeah.
I beat the games that I play.
Problem is that Siren's Call of Fallout 4.
Yeah, dude, that's the problem. Is like I needed to go into the wasteland. So
it's
I started
still
Fallout 4.
So good. It's so good. I've jumped back in, and it's just like an old friend, a warm embrace, a warm hug, welcoming me back. It's so satisfying, and I don't know how to explain it, but it's just so fun walking around the wasteland.
I did immediately get killed by the Death Claw outside of the museum.
Yep.
So, but I am enjoying that. Sometimes, like when I am playing two games, like I am right now, and it's like I should go into Baldur's Gate 3 and finish it. I tell myself you should do what you want to do with your time at the moment with video games because it's you don't like get anything from going into it when you don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So I love Baldur's Gate 3, but like I don't know where to go. Like there's too many choices, so I need to just chill out. And also like work has really been really busy lately, which I can't think a lot after work. So, you know, Fallout 4 will help me with that.
It will. Yeah. And also, like, I mean, I get that, dude. Like, I quit Zelda, not Breath of the Wild, the other one, Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because I got Midnight Suns, and I was like, I am in the mood to play Midnight Suns.
Exactly. Like, and you don't owe anyone anything to play the other thing. It's like, it's your free time and your recreation time. And I have to tell myself stuff like that because that's just not how my brain works.
Oh, yeah.
So
you've been conditioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I get it. But I'm playing Fallout 4 again, Midnight Suns, and Helldivers 2. When I do play games, I've been kind of grinding a little bit on this costume, and I don't think I'm going to be ready for MomoCon. So I am going to try to just pivot and get my Ginyu Force armor ready for MomoCon, and I'll wear a Fallout costume in there because I can.
Yeah, I'm working on that stuff too. Like Jess and I are working on our Daredevil and Elektra stuff,
And it's getting me excited. He sent me shots. Not I want to say screenshots. LOL, it's real life. Photos of him in the mask, and it's very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
It's gonna be dope. I got my ninja pants. I got my tabby boots. So my legs are done and my head is getting there. We have to make the torsos, which are the most complicated parts, but we're working on it. So we went to Joann's. We've been to Joann's. We got red stuff. I looked at some of the King Daredevil costumes online, and while they are very good and the cosplayers did a good job, they're interpreting them in a way that I don't want to or think that it is supposed to be. Like they're taking creative liberties that while they do look cool and they did a good job, I don't want to take.
Yep.
Because these are like a lot of them are adding armor, and it's like these are ninja suits.
No.
So it's like there are shoulder pads, but the rest of it's all fabric because it's literally ninja suits.
If anything, you should be taking things away, not adding.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of perfect as it is.
Yep. So I just wanted a straight fabric ninja suit like he wears in the... Because it's literally... Him and Elektra are the king and queen of the fist, which is against the hand. It's literally a ninja comic. Like, it's ninja comics.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going for.
Nice. very cool. Can't wait to see the final thing. We do have, I don't have any news.
I got nothing.
But there are three trailers here, and, two of them are things I'm going to buy.
Yeah, that's, I think I'm going to buy two of them as well, but they're not the same two that you are buying.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So the first one is called Endless Ocean Luminous. And I have talked on this podcast before about Endless Ocean for the Nintendo Wii.
Yep.
And it was a game that, it was probably the first cozy game that I'd ever played. Just after work, I'm exhausted and I can chill out playing, I would chill out playing Endless Ocean. And I just really ended up connecting with it, really loved it. And so now they've made a sequel to it called Endless Ocean Luminous for the Switch. And I'm going to go buy this tomorrow. I've got GameStop credit that I've been sitting on like a dragon. And I'm going to go buy this game tomorrow.
I think it looks really cool, especially because you can get like Precambrian fish and creatures. Like there was like a Leopleurodon or a Mosasaurus or something. So it is tempting. I am afraid of this kind of thing. So I don't know if it would be super cozy or if I get creeped out by everything. But it is a cool concept, even though I probably won't get this one.
Yeah. And I understand this is an extremely niche and probably nostalgic thing for a lot of people. I mean, that they're relying on that, I would say. So I get it, that you would not necessarily buy this. But I'm very much looking forward to it, and I will report back how it is.
This next one, Sandland, is an Akira Toriyama property.
So, they didn't mention his name anywhere on this YouTube video.
You tell from the art?
No, I absolutely could tell.
Yeah, they didn't. It is weird that they didn't mention his name, but...
That's a selling point.
Yeah, it is a selling point. The art is obvious. It's obviously Toriyama. It's that great, just aesthetic that is so pleasing. I think there's an anime of Sandland, Jess was saying. And
okay.
This looks cool. I mean, just to be in a Toriyama world is pleasing. Jess wants them to remake Chrono Trigger like this.
Oh yeah.
So she said she might get this. So I don't know what the gameplay is like, but I like the aesthetic. Like, this was, not really a gameplay trailer.
No. If you actually look at the gameplay, a lot of it is, you build these, cool mechs. And they're very Akira Toriyama-looking mechs. Like, they look like Chrono Trigger-type stuff. And
yeah.
You get to, battle around in these mechs. The gameplay actually looks pretty dang fun.
Yeah. Couple that with the art style.
Yeah. Probably a winner.
I think so. It looks cool. And just Toriyama, man. That art. I mean,
he's the best. Rest in peace, King.
Yep.
And I will say that it was a very strange song choice for this trailer.
That is every Japanese game. Every single Japanese game has a weird song in the trailer.
And honestly, most Japanese trailers are just very strange.
That's also true.
For video games.
Yes.
So nothing new there. Nothing new to report. All right, the other game. Now, this is the game that both of us are going to get.
Yes.
And this is, we actually have two trailers to show you here, and it's for Tales of the Shire.
Yeah, so this is the Lord of the Rings, made by Weta Games, Tales of the Shire. Incredibly welcome game, because it's kind of like a Stardew Valley-type cozy game.
Yep.
But it's in the Shire with hobbits. And one of the things they're like, there's a world of adventure and intrigue. This is not that. This is just hobbits in the Shire hanging out, farming. There's ponds. You can walk around Hobbiton, or not.
It's not Hobbiton.
It's not Hobbiton. It's
right.
They said what it was, and I forgot. I forget which town. Bywater, right?
Bywater.
Yeah, it's Bywater. That's right. So, yeah, Hobbit Village, play as a hobbit, make a hobbit hole, customize your hobbit hole, hang out with other hobbits, farming simulator.
Go fishing.
Go fishing, just forage. everything everything that I want to do in my real life as someone who would thrive in the Shire. It's just great. It's just, I want this as a day one purchase for me.
Yeah. We just all want to be hobbits. We just, and that's the life.
Yep.
Grow things. And eat giant mushrooms.
Yeah, just hang out.
Just hang out. So we will report back, because this comes out this year, I think.
Yeah, it says the second half of 2024 on PS5, Xbox, Switch, and Steam.
What are you gonna buy this on?
I pretty much do everything on PS5.
Yeah.
It takes me a really long time to get used to controller scheme. Mm. So I always did Xbox for years and years, but then like the last Xbox, they just didn't have any exclusives, and all the games I wanted to play were on PlayStation, so I switched. Yeah. I ain't no brand loyalist. That's how capitalism wins.
No. We're choosy moms. We choose Jif.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, you got anything else?
No, not a thing. For the Trailer Blazers, my name is Nick Kelly, and I'm already pretty much 85% of the way to being a hobbit, so I might as well just dive in for the rest. Happy Trailsers.
And I'm Ben Moon, and you can endlessly find me in a luminous ocean soon. Happy Trailsers.
Of course you did. Listen up. I have been cursed to work the night shift with you chuckleheads, which means I have to tape
our Megadon.